Bavabasa Yoshalmi, corresponding to Bavabasa Bavli Daf Kuf Mem Dalet, we begin the Yoshalmi on Daf Chav Ches Amad Aleph on the ninth line. Amar Bichanina. Amar Bichanina Hamisiyef Benoy Babayef Zocha Babayef. If a person married off his firstborn son in his first marriage in a house, then the son acquires the house. Tani Bavoshia Babayef Vilab Mataltrin. The Baifa of Yoshia teaches he only acquires the house but not the movable objects inside. Rabbi La Chilek Esa Triklin. Benoit Levain Benoit, Rula divided his mansion between himself and his son. And the Gemara brings the question of Chagai by Rabbi Yossi. Chagai asked of Rabbi Yossi, Haifer Chupasai Bekitoin Vasalai Hasev Betreklin Mahu. If they made his chuppah inside a small room in the mansion, but the actual banquet was made in the mansion, what's the law? Does the son acquire the mansion? Amalei, so Rabbi Yossi answered him, Leif Chamilei Mafka. Will the son see his father leaving the house and sending him away completely? Of course not. Since the main part of the wedding is the chuppah, he only acquires the chuppah room. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Omar Cholkin Lekatanim Bipnei Gedolim. Yeshua ben Levi says, we divide up all of the estate, including that of the young sons, for the sake of the older sons, so they can take the money and earn from it. Ela Amdu Katanim Emotsu Dover Yeser Umichu. The question is, if the younger sons saw that the older ones had taken too much and they came to complain to Beis Din, what will be the law? Riabo Amar Nishbain Lahem, the answer is Riabo says the older ones have to make an oath that they took no more than was rightfully theirs. Amrib Mana Kaha Moitzi Mechavei Olav Araya Chutz Mizu. In all cases, says Rib Mana, whenever a person wants to take money from someone, the onus of proof is upon him, except over here. Rabchia Ruba Amar Stam Achim Shutfin Ad Shloisha Doiris. Rabchia the Great said that brothers who inherit their father are assumed to be partners for the first three generations, means any profits that come from the estate are divided equally among them. Now, according to many, though, the text here is from this entry until the end of the next part should appear in the sugya after the next Mishnah. Amar Bab Rabun, Af Rav Hamnuna Hayrikein. Rabbi Bar Bun says Rav Hamnuna also ruled this way. Amar Imi Ben Chenira Cholok B'chai Aviv Mashi Sigel Sigel Atzmei. Rabbi Imi says if a son was seen doing business with part of the estate during his father's life, he alone receives those profits. Ka'ador Chad Bar Nash is Avid Sapar Bar Ochai Mifleg Imei. It's like the case of a son of a particular person who learned to be a sefer, and he wrote a sefer Torah. His brothers then wanted to receive a portion of the profits, since it was their father's money that paid for him to become a sefer. The case was brought before Rabbi Ami, and he said, if a person found a lost object, an ownerless object, does he have to share it with his brothers? Of course not. Chad bar nash nafak l'shlichusa bar achoy miflug imei. A person who was once sent on a paid mission, his brothers wanted to share his profits, claiming that it was theirs since they had not yet divided the estate. Asa uvdu kami Rabbi Ami, amakach anu oimim adam sheyatzer listia. Achiv Cholkin Imay. The case came before Rabbi Ami, who says, do we say that if a person went out to steal, does it his brothers should divide the profits? Of course not. Rav Horayna Achiv Shmuel Bar Susratai by Achay Miflug Imay. Alexander, who was the brother of Rav Horayna, who was the brother of Rav Shmuel Bar Susratai, wanted to divide the profits of the business that Rav Horayna was doing. Amalai Alexandre Achay Yade at the Shavak Avunan Alpayim. Rav Horayna said to Alexandri, do you think that our father left a lot of money to divide? I earned all of the money myself. V'cheina Yishev V'chulei, and the Mishnah is now quoted again. We said earlier in the Mishnah, similarly, if a woman improves the property, the improvements are shared equally. If she said, see what my husband's left for me, I will work and improve it, then if she improves it, she receives all the profits. Amar B'la, Amar B'Beis Din. Rav Horayna also says over here, her claim has to be made in Beis Din. We come now to the next Mishnah. Ha'achin ha'shutfin shenafal echad mehen la'umanus nafal la'emsa. If brothers were still partners because they had not yet divided the estate, and one was enlisted for the work of the king because of the estate, the profits of his work are divided. Chalav nesvapeh nesvapeh mishal atzmai. If one of the brothers was sick, he pays the medical bills from his own property. Ha'achin ja'osu miksasam shushvinus b'chaya av chazra ha'shushvinus chazra la'emsa sh'ashushvinus nigvis b'beistin. If some of the brothers were shushvinim, means they were sent by their father to give gifts for a wedding, where it was customary that if the giver attended the wedding, that the favor would need to be returned by the recipients if the father would make a wedding in the future. And if they did this during the father's lifetime, then if after the father died the shushvinus gifts were reciprocated, they are divided between the brothers, because legally the Beis Din could enforce that reciprocation of the shushvinus take place. kadeh yain v'kadeh shemen ein nigvin mipnei shehu gemilas chasadim. But if his friend sent him jugs of wine or oil, even though they were a wedding gift, they can't be collected because they were merely given out as an act of kindness rather than actual shushvinus. And the Gemara says, Tani, we learned an advice, ha'achin ha'shutfin shenofal echad mehen le'umlus ha'melech bezman sheboim mikoyach ha'achin. It should say, noitlin mikoyach ha'achin. Mikoyach balabayis, noitlin mikoyach balabayis. If brothers were still partners and one was enlisted for the work of the king, when it was because of the brother's reputation the estate receives any payments involved. It was because of that particular brother's reputation, then the payments fall specifically to him. Kadod of Nachman Bashmu, Bar Nachman, Nitvus, Labuli, Asa Uvda, Koimi Rabbi Ami, Ama, In Is Binichsui, the Nachman, Jinitvus Lai, Yinasin Lai Minachosov, Vimlav, Yinasin Lai Minahemsa. It's like the case of Nachman Bashmu, Bar Nachman, who was caught by the tax collectors to pay the king's rich man's tax. Rav Nachman wanted his brothers to share in the tax payment. The case came before Rav Ami, who said that if Nachman himself has a lot of property that was the cause of the tax collector's action, he has to pay himself. If not, they should all give it equally.